From NPR News in Washington, I'm Renita Jablonski. A moderate earthquake rattled northern Pakistan and Afghanistan early Sunday. The U.S. Geological Survey says it was magnitude 5.7. There are no reports of injuries or damage. In Chile, where an 8.8 magnitude quake struck Saturday, at least 300 people were killed. Most of the damage occurred in the central part of the country. But Maria Chabariga with World Vision says people in southern cities are in just as much danger, as many roads and bridges are destroyed, making it difficult for authorities to reach people.
We were talking with all the community leaders we are working with in the vulnerable communities, and they said that 40% of their families are affected by the earthquake. The houses are, some of them are destroyed, especially the older one. And even though Chile has rules about buildings and how they contract the building, now new buildings are collapsed too.
The tsunami from Chile's quake hit Japan's main island Sunday. The biggest wave was about 3 feet high. But the Pacific Tsunami Warning Center has now lifted most of its alerts, including the one for Hawaii. As Heidi Chang reports from Honolulu, that cancellation was a great relief.
For hours, people in Hawaii anxiously waited, bracing themselves for the tsunami. There was an eerie calm along beaches that were evacuated. By afternoon, the tsunami warning was canceled. Gerard Fryer is a geophysicist at the Tsunami Warning Center in Hawaii.
We predicted that in Hawaii, the maximum wave height would be about 7 feet. It was significantly less. It was about half that. And we know why. That's a lesson for us to take home and incorporate back into our models, and so that next time we'll do better.
Fryer says they assumed the earthquake was in deeper water than it really was, and in reality, less water was involved in the generation of the tsunami. For NPR News, I'm Heidi Chang in Honolulu.
Britain wants to stop what's known as health tourism. Larry Miller reports from London.
Britain's health minister says the UK cannot afford to be an international health service providing free treatment for all. Currently, visitors not resident in Britain or the EU and a handful of other countries receive free health care only in emergencies. The NHS writes off nearly $8 million a year for medical treatment for foreign nationals. Those taking advantage of the system include an overseas businessman who received $85,000 of treatment after falsely claiming to be a resident. Women in late stages of pregnancy have come to Britain to have their babies. Under the proposed changes, all visitors to the UK would need to prove they had health insurance before being permitted to enter. Those who have unpaid health bills would not be allowed back.
This is NPR. Evacuation orders have been lifted for foothill communities in Southern California after rainstorms passed without causing damage. Fire officials say the storm didn't hit as hard as expected in the neighborhoods where concerns about mudslides from wildfire-scarred slopes have led to at least a half dozen evacuations this winter. The president of Mali has flown to the historic city of Timbuktu to present his condolences to the families of 26 people killed in a deadly stampede at a mosque. The worshippers were marking the Muslim prophet Muhammad's birthday. NPR's Ophabia Quisarkton has more on the story.
Mostly women and children were trampled to death outside the 14th-century mud-built Djingareber Mosque in Timbuktu. 25,000 people converge on the ancient house of prayer each year and walk around it three times during the Maulud festival, celebrating the birth of the Prophet Muhammad. Worshippers had to use a different path for Friday prayers because of repair work on the mosque. Witnesses said an elderly woman fell and others were crushed to death in the ensuing stampede. The legendary Sahara Desert city of Timbuktu in north-central Mali was an ancient center of learning which helped spread Islam throughout West Africa. Timbuktu was at the end of a regional desert trade route before that traffic switched to the Atlantic Ocean. Ophabia Quisarkton, NPR News, Accra.
Steve Holcomb drove Saturday with gold in mind. He navigated the U.S. to the gold medal in four-man bobsledding. It's the first win for the U.S. in that event since 1948. Holcomb and his sled mates achieved the win in USA 1. The last gold medal in the Vancouver Games will be awarded Sunday to the winner of the men's hockey game between the U.S. and Canada. I'm Renita Jablonski, NPR News, Washington.